How do we push higher education forward? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Herbert, distinguished lecturer and executive director of the National Center for the Study of Collective Bargaining in Higher Education and the Professions at Hunter College, looks into this question.
In late March 2023, the National Center for the Study of Collective Bargaining in Higher Education and the Professions held our 50th anniversary conference. The conference provided us with an opportunity to look back and to look forward. The National Center is a CUNY labor management research center that recognizes collective bargaining as a form of workplace democracy, which can enhance higher education. We conduct research, publish studies, and convene an annual conference with faculty and administrators. Over the past year, we have been researching in our archives about our history and programming, including conference proceedings since 1973. The research shows that higher education fiscal crises, austerity measures, and the need for greater public support for higher education run throughout our 50-year history. Underfunding has led to faculty positions being restructured, with continued faculty today accounting for over 75% of faculty. Nationwide, most instructors lack job security, and many are denied a livable wage. It is therefore not a surprise that our research has found that in the 7 years before the pandemic, there were over 100 new faculty bargaining units formed, representing 36,000 employees, most of whom are contingent faculty. Today, there is a post-pandemic strike wave taking place in higher education. Regressive funding has also adversely impacted students. An explosion in student debt and increased tuition have replaced progressive taxation. It has led to college becoming unaffordable, campus salaries being insufficient, and facilities deteriorating. Those conditions have led more graduate assistants and student employees to seek representation. Our research shows that in 2022 and 2023, the number of represented graduate assistants has increased by over 22,000. Budgets reflect values and goals. Higher education needs a new deal to ensure enriched quality education. Collective bargaining can provide a roadmap toward that new deal.
That was William Herbert of Hunter College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.